I'm Christine Haruna Lee, and this is an excerpt from Plural Love. Soporific means sleep-inducing, tending to drowsiness. So I picture a perfect train ride, a line of windows and green leaves cascading over summer, the smell of summer, velvet seats maroon, a newspaper. The rhythm of a mechanical body over the iron tracks. The car is mustard yellow. This is Japan. No one is talking. Public silence. Respectful. Peaceful. Summer leaf invited in by an open window. Leaf touches hair, falls to the ground without a sound. In a few moments, eyelids kiss to slumber. Or. A magnificent orchestral hall. The seats are also velvet. Chandeliers above, a bright constellation of donors, balconies, and the voices like water down a drain echo, echo. The shifting of coats and programs and Rolex and diamond and feet, the lights dim. The bodies melt into a dark chocolate shadow. The stage brightens, statuesque figurines. I can't see the bow of the conductor from here. I can't see the white hairs on the bow of the stringed instruments from here. Stillness. A woman scratches the back of her neck. The first note. And I am done. Fini. I am in a merciless sleep. I hear nothing. I remember nothing. And I wake up clumsily, erect, for the great applause ending in standing ovation. I've learned perfection puts me to sleep. Is that why I rebel against the perfection and beautiful image of my romantic partnerships? So I stay awake? I love a bit of ugly in my love, can be a durational performance piece title. I refuse to bow down to pretty and fall asleep. Sleeping Beauty. So I make a bit of horror. Hold on to the ugly. I accrue grime and welcome the repulsive. Repulsive, like the open, messy complications of multiple partners never being satisfied, never full, can't just be one singular, wanting more, taking, fighting, pushing against, feeding, jealousy, integrated pain. Or repulsive, like choking spankings, sucking a fat toe, crotchless undies for $3.99, call me a whore, coming in front of strangers in Sunset Park, screaming, Daddy, 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 into your partner's ear. That's revolting. That's revolting. Revolting, revolting, revolt, 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 revolve, revolt, a revolution. Revolution, root, late 14th century, Old French, meaning of celestial bodies. Revolt, root, 1540s, from Vulgar Latin, meaning to overthrow. Revolting, root, 1590s, meaning rebellious. Then, in 1806, its second meaning, repulsive. Is being repulsive or feeling repulsive as a woman a revolutionary act? A radical state of being?